Ian, would you read us your poem, Hooking the Flipper, please?
well, this one, actually, I never took seriously. This was a little jotting in a notebook, which I thought was just a silly little piece.
It's so you, that's why I want you to read it.
Well, several people have said their life and say, okay. And it does come with a footnote, so I'll read the Hooking the Flipper, a very postmodern poem. Bollocks, cried the vicar, hocking himself to another scone, while Mrs. McTavish wasn't looking. Meanwhile, snow began falling so heavily you could hear each flake hit the ground, and Shane Warne delivered a cleverly flighted flipper, which Mrs. McTavish hooked sweetly over the square leg fence, before adjusting her box and regarding the vicar with surprise. Are you still here? She inquired, through knitted teeth. Apparently, he replied, dropping crumbs on the carpet and opening another can of strawberry worms. By the way, he added, licking the spoon with his forked tongue, that ball wasn't short enough to hook. I've got the footnote here saying, if this poem were to be considered, were to be set as a tertiary examination subject, the question might be posed as follows. Discuss ways in which this poem uses iconic images of popular culture in order to penetrate the existential nihilism of deconstructed socio-economic paradigms by using the quasi-political variables of a deracinated class system in a post-industrial and multicultural environment.
Well, it's just a first-year question, isn't it, really? Postmodernism. Can you say anything about that in less than, 50 words or less?
I would say modernism decided to toss the rule book away. Postmodernism got neurotic about it. How's that?